Amen. Father, we thank you that we have the ability and the authority to decree a thing and it shall be so. We decree and declare this is the day the Lord has made. We decree and declare we are the healed of the Lord. We decree and declare the strength of the Lord. We decree and declare clarity over our lives. We decree and declare angelic visitation take place on this day. We decree and declare a divine hedge of protection over the lives of your people and their families. We decree and declare the increase of the Lord. We decree and declare abundance this day. We decree and declare the love of the Lord surround us and encompass us. We decree and declare divine connections. We decree and declare the peace of the Lord that surpasses all understanding. Take us over right now, O Lord. We decree and declare the joy of the Lord over our lives and over our families' lives. We decree and declare fruit-bearing good works this day. We decree and declare in you we move, live, and have our being. We decree and declare right relationships. Moderator, please open the line so we can speak in our heavenly language. Thank you.
Oh, I did it.
Amen. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Heavenly Father, we thank you again, Lord God, tonight, by your grace and your mercy, that we can come and pray. Lord God, on behalf of the people, Lord God, we thank you for the prophets, the prophetess. We thank you, Lord God, for the fledglings. We thank you, Lord God, for the choir, Lord God, the ministry. We thank you also every department in the Zone Ministries, Lord God. We also thank you, Lord God, for the Archbishop, Master Prophet Ibn R. Jordan, and Prophetess Deborah Jordan. We thank you, Lord God, for giving them knowledge, wisdom, and understanding, and lead them in the way that you want them to go. And Father, we thank you for the people on the prayer line, Lord God, listening. We thank you for giving them strength. We thank you for giving them success, prosperity. And we thank you, Lord God, for giving them boldness and confidence in the things of God. We thank you for giving them right connections. And we thank you for healing those that need to be healed, Lord God. Give them a healing scripture. Give them healing in the natural, Lord God, if they, according to your will, Heavenly Father. Father, we just thank you, Lord God, for great things happening. We thank you for miracles happening. We thank you for the prayer leaders tonight, Lord God. We thank you for giving them strength and blessing them, Lord God, and those on the prayer line every night praying, intercessing for others, Lord God. We thank you for giving them motivation. We thank you, Lord God, for giving them the endurance to pray, Lord God, even when it doesn't seem easy to pray, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. We just thank you for your mercy. We thank you for giving them money-making ideas, Lord God, success, prosperity. We thank you for moving us more forward in the things of God. By your love, your grace, and your mercy. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Mark 11. And in the morning as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. And Peter, calling to remembrance, saith unto him, Master, behold, the fig tree which thou cursed is withered away. And Jesus answering saith unto them, Have faith in God. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, Be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, God, for your word, because your word is true and your word is right. And thank you for allowing us to live by your word, God. Thank you for your presence, God, on this line this morning. I thank you for the peace that prepared all understanding that's ruling our hearts and minds at this moment, God. And I thank you, God, for your mercy, for your goodness, your love, your loving kindness, God, for drawing us together on one accord, God. Thank you for being in the midst of our prayers. Thank you for each and every person on the line. God, bless these prophets and prophetesses who so diligently pray daily, God, seeking your face on behalf of their families, loved ones, people, places, communities, God. Thank you, God, for your covering. Thank you for your grace and your mercy, God. And I ask you to bless each and every listener, each and every person who dials in every night to hear prayer, God. Thank you, God, for them. I ask you to cover them, bless them, and keep them in perfect peace, God. Strengthen them, provide for them, God. Thank you, Father. And I thank you for the Master Prophet, Prophetess Deborah, and for their vision to globalize the prophetic, for all the work that they are doing, God, bless them and strengthen them, God. And thank you that for this platform which they've allowed us to come. God, I ask for your mercy, mercy on even my own family, God. And bless my sister, God, strengthen her daily, God. And I ask you to look on each and every name on the prayer list, God, strengthen them and bless them. Keep them in perfect peace and make them whole. We see them whole and complete. Thank you, Father God, for your love. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. And dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord God. We lift you up on tonight, Lord God, to say thank you. We thank you for our sight. We thank you for breath. We thank you for our hearing. We thank you for all the things that will allow us to live life and live it more abundantly, Lord God. May we not take for granted, Lord God, each and every day the chance to wake up and to be able to walk out our purpose, our God-ordained purpose, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, as you open our ears and our hearts and our mind, Lord God, that you will bring great clarity to us, great vision to us, Lord God, that even in spite of the things that happen, known and unknown, things that bring us fear, things that that scare us, Lord God, that we would just continue to persevere because we know that your word will never fall to the ground, Lord God. So we thank you for all the provisions that you make for us and our families and our workplace, Lord God, and our relationships within our health, Lord God. We thank you that we have victory and we stand upon all things. I thank you for the increase that has taken place in our lives, Lord God. I thank you for the destiny helpers and the angels that you have activated on our behalf, Lord God, protecting us and guiding us each and every day. I thank you for the Holy Spirit that allows us to be able to move, Lord God, according to your word, according to the word that you have over our lives. I thank you, Lord God, that where we are is not our final destination, that there is more to come. So, Lord God, Lord, as those who are listening in, Lord God, or needing a word of encouragement, Lord God, may they be reminded that they are still here, that there was still a chance, still an opportunity. We thank you that we stand, Lord God, on the footstool that you've made of our enemies, Lord God. And so we cancel anything that is negative, anything that is not of you, anything that is keeping us in bondage from walking out in our full purpose. We break it down in the name of Jesus, and we thank you for the blood that covers us each and every day. We thank you for the shepherds that you have brought into our lives to lead us and guide us, Lord God. But we just thank you from the bottom of my heart, Lord God, that there is a God above all things and that there is something called kingdom, there is something called heaven, that there is greater to look forward to. So we thank you for our salvation in this hour and in this season. I pray for everyone in the days to come, Lord God, that we just continue to grow in you and to know you for ourselves. In your mighty, precious name, amen and amen.
Father God, we love and praise you right now, Lord, for all that you are saying and doing in our lives, Father. We thank you for your presence, Lord. We thank you for the victory, Father God, that you've given us in our lives and those, Lord God, who are seeking you even for victory. We thank you right now, Father God, that open up and receiving victory, Father God. Victory in the conversations that win. Father, we lift up marriages to you right now, Father God, and we thank you, Heavenly Father, for the conversation, Father God, of either spouse, Father God, being empowered to win. Father God, that it be a house of oneness. Father, we thank you right now for the leaders who exemplify that in their lives before us, Father God, and those, Father God, who have received your mercy in doing so as well. We give you honor, glory, and praise for that. Father, we thank you right now that we dwell in the secret place, Father. And we thank you right now, Father God, those who are listening, Father God, even in this moment who have begun to tap in through their agreement, Father. We thank you that the promises for them, that what they're touching right now, that whatever it is that they're saying in agreement, Father God, with the things that are going forth, Father, that you said it's, they can have whatever they say. So we thank you right now for possibility of all things being possible with you. And right now, Father God, there's an opening up even more for those who, Father God, would hear the possibility that you're bringing forth in their ears right now, Father God, and in their lives right now, Father God, to receive it for their families, the health of their families, the blessing in their households, Father God, in their communities and in the cities, in our cities, Father God, in our communities, in our families, Father God, in our households, Lord, in our connections. We bless your name, and Father, we ask you to be glorified in all that we say, Father God, and do, and let the light shine in each of our lives, Father God, that is drawing, Father God, even the more, Father God, for those who would be set up to be in the light, Father God, and to be set up to be light, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I pray, and I give you praise, Father God, for giving us the ability even the more to discern, Father God, your body and discern our open doors and walk in them, Father God, in such a way, Father, that you're glorified in Jesus' name, amen.
And Father God, I just thank you for this day to be in your presence and to pray for your people worldwide. I thank you for Archbishop E. Bernard Jordan and Pastor Deborah Jordan for them being a yes to ministry. And I thank you for being Jehovah Rapha, the God that heals all that's on a sick and shut in list. I thank you, Father God, for my family, my grandchildren, my entire family worldwide. Bless them, Father, and I pray that you have them become close to you, Father. Draw them closer to you. I love them all so much. I thank you, Father God, for your healing of your people's heart, mind, soul, worldwide, bringing laughter and joy and peace to every family, full of your blessings, Father God. Help us not to break rank. Keep us focused in this season. Thank you for your word, the Bible, where we can find and receive instructions, wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Thank you for your Holy Spirit that guides us. Thank you for the angels covering us as we command them to go forth on our behalf in meetings and real estate deals and right connections and right relationships. Thank you, Father God, for all of the prophets worldwide. Thank you, Father God, that they continue to serve you diligently. Thank you for the prophetic that would reach the four corners of the earth. Thank you for the Word Network celebrating and being on one accord with Archbishop Master Prophet E. Bernard Jordan and Pastor Deborah Jordan's vision that 100 million families can be blessed through the power of prophecy, hearing thus what the word of the Lord says to each and every one of them. Thank you for peeling off the layers of us that's not like you, for the clean heart to be a yes and serving you daily, no matter what the instruction or request is. Thank you for the financial seeds you bless us with, because it's only to give it right back to you, Father God, that you'll bless us again. And thank you for us having a cheerful heart to do that. Thank you, Father God, for the favor of your benefits, divine setup and banking institutions, free flowing success, expansion, elevation, open doors which no man can shut, every desire according to your will and way met, divine travel and protection on air, boat, rail, bus, expanding our territories, giving us wealth, buildings for worship, buildings for businesses, having right investors, right business partners, associates, connections of celebrating and not tolerating of your people worldwide. Thank you for my oldest son, Kevin Jr. Continue to protect him on the highways as he's traveling to and from all states and all the truck drivers worldwide. Thank you for my son's Paul early release date and all who's wrongfully imprisoned. Release them all, Father God. Encourage all through your servants who visit them. Thank you for Prophetess Antoinette Harris, who sets the example for us in prison ministry, blessing your sons and men who they are, Father God. Thank you, Father God, and thank you for the fivefold ministries. Continue to bless them worldwide as they continue to teach your people the truth of who you are. Bless their lives and their families. Thank you, Father God, for the first family, which is the Jordan. Bless their legacies and all the legacies that's represented on this call. And I give you all the honor, praise, and glory in Jesus' almighty name. Amen and amen.
Psalms 119, 1 through 8. Blessed are the undefiled in the way who walk in the law of the Lord. Blessed are they that keep his testimonies and that seek him with the whole heart. They also do no iniquity. They walk in his ways. Thou has commanded us to keep our precepts diligently. Oh, that my ways are directed to keep thy statutes. Then shall I not be ashamed when I have...
Oh, glory. You might be on mute. Is anyone there?
I'm here. Prophetess Olympia, did you drop?
I'm still here.
Okay, Prophetess Olympia, can you come back? Go ahead, Prophetess Barbara, next prophet.
Bless your name, Father God. Oh, I bless your name, Father God. I lift your name and I lift my hands in total praise of you, God, for you have done such miraculous things in this season, these days, Father God. Just even the birth of the little baby, Father God, so many babies, Father God, coming to this earth to lift your name, to go through their journey, and we bless your name for them, God. We thank you for everyone connected on this line tonight, God. We thank you for their lives and their families' lives, Father God. We thank you for covering us as we go and as we come, God. We thank you for being there just to show us our way, Father God. When things don't look like we want it to and not familiar, Father God, you show us our way. You, the Holy Spirit, comes in, swoops in, Father God, gives us the direction. Thank you for the word that is strong, Father God. Thank you for the Sunday service today, Father God, that just gave us another dose of you on a more powerful level, Father God. Thank you for our leaders that you have assigned to us, Father God, that help us through our journey. Thank you for the healing, Father God, and the financial blessings these days, Father God. Thank you for the covering. Thank you for everything that was stolen being restored, Father God. Thank you for love, Father God, where it covers hate, Father God, and we bless your name for that. Thank you, God, for having our back, even on jobs, Father God, those assigned on jobs, Father God, that there's peace. Peace, peace, and understanding, Father God, and upgrade, Father God, and elevation on jobs, Father God. We thank you for covering children, Father God, as they come and as they go, Father God, and we cancel out and decree restoration to the families, Father God, those who have been pulled away from their families. Thank you for relationships building in the families, Father God. Mothers who are taking care of sons without fathers, Father God, and fathers without mothers taking care of their children, Father God. Thank you for the covering over them and understanding and the growth also, God. And we thank you, God, for just covering the White House, Father God. We're trusting you in every situation, even that situation, God. We cancel out racism, Father God. We just see love, God. Help us to continue to walk in love, God, in this day. We thank you, God, for just touching our mindset, Father God, and just placing the gifts in us, Father God. Thank you for money-making ideas and blessing our businesses and new network coming into our businesses, Father God. Thank you for the neighborhoods, Father God, that we're living in, Father God. We see love. We see love in California. We see love in New York and all over the world, Father God, in the neighborhoods and any evil spirits, anybody unlike you, Father God, trying to disrupt peace on the block. We cancel that out in the name of Jesus, Father God. We decree and declare right relationships, Father God, even in personal, Father God. People who are lonely know that there is someone. God has someone assigned for you, and we thank you, Father, for that. We thank you for those that are mourning, for we know you will comforting them in this day and this season. Give us the words to say and help us to see even deeper revelation in the world, Father God, that we may be an answer to someone, helping them along the way so that our living will not be in vain. We give your name the honor, the glory, and the praise. Amen and amen.
Amen. Isaiah 40:29, you give power to the faint, and to them that have no might, you increase strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Father God, we thank you right now for the strength of God and the mind of God. We thank you, Father God, that you bring balance and symmetry to your people, God. We thank you, Father God, that we are not forgotten, God, and that you are mindful of men, God. We thank you, Father God, that you're taking us into higher heights, God, into greater depths, God. Open our eyes of understanding and give us a new wisdom, God, for a new day, God. We thank you, Father God, that you're elevating and promoting your people for such a time as this, God. Teach us to walk in the ways of the Lord and the counsel of the godly and not the ungodly. Teach us to stay, God, Father God, connected, because there is safety in the multitude of counselors, God. We thank you for the prophetic vision. We thank you for the prophetic, Father God, office. We thank you for, Father God, the prophets that are coming on the forefront, God. We thank you for the open doors of communication, God. And we thank you, Father God, that this is the season, Father God, for direction. This is the season for new money, God, and this is the season for new wealth, God. We thank you for wealthy ideas, God. And, Father God, we decree and declare that wealth shall come to us now, God. We decree and declare, God, that we are ready to receive, God. And we decree and declare, Father God, that the doors will remain open and that no man can shut what you, Father God, have opened. We thank you, Father God, that you bring us into a new depth of understanding, God. Give us new revelation, God, and we thank you, Father God, for good news is on its way, God. We thank you that good news will visit each household, Father God. And we thank you for, according to Ezekiel, the measuring stick that will come to each house, Father. We pray that each stick will be, Father God, measured, Father God, with the gifts and the love of God. We thank you, Father God, that it will be well in each household, Father God. We pray and strengthen, Father God, for the household that have sons, God. We pray for the single mothers that are raising sons, God. We pray for the mothers, Father God, that have indifferences with their sons, God, and their daughters, God. We ask, Father God, anything that contends with your people, God, you contend with it. Line everything up, Father God, in divine alignment and make the crooked places straight, God. We give you the thanks, God, and the glory, God. We thank you for all that you've done, God. We thank you for all that you're about to do, Father God. And we thank you, Father God, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rise against us thou shalt condemn. We thank you for the angels that have charge over us, God. And we thank you, Father God, though 1,000 fall at our side and 10,000 at our right, God, that no evil shall come near our dwelling, God. We thank you, Father God, that you have positioned us for good success, God. We thank you that the lines have fallen to us in heavenly and good places, and that we have a good inheritance, God. We thank you, Father God, that there are more with us than against us, God. And we thank you, Father God, that you're elevating your people, God. We thank you, Father God, that there are new destinies, there are new revelations, and there are new, Father God, houses and land to possess, new territories, God. We thank you for the territories that are being opened up for your people, God. We give you the praise, God, and the glory and the honor. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hallelujah. We thank you, Father God, that you give power to the faint. To them who have no might, you increase their strength even now. For even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young man shall utterly fall. But because we wait, because we bask in your presence, we bask under the shadow of the Almighty, that we mount up with wings as eagles, and we run and not grow weary, and we walk and not faint. We thank you, Lord, that our strength is renewed as the eagles. We thank you, God, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue risen against us in judgment is already condemned. We thank you, God, that we have a mighty army, Lord God, of angels that are being dispatched even now, for divine protection, for divine provision, for divine expansion, for divine elevation, for divine breakthrough, for divine healing. We thank you, Lord, for the flow of your power even now. We thank you, Lord, the blood of Jesus prevails against strokes and heart attacks. The blood of Jesus prevails against cancer and asthma and allergies and diabetes and every disease. Lord God, we decree and declare that the victory is ours even now. We thank you, Lord God, that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God, to the pulling down of every stronghold and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of you. Father God, every spirit of racism that has exalted itself against the knowledge of you, every spirit of white supremacy that has exalted itself against the knowledge of you, we pull it down, God. We stand in agreement with our Archbishop that racism will be eradicated by 2025. We thank you for breakthrough. We thank you for healing the nations, uniting your people. We thank you, Lord God, for deliverance from the spirit of hatred and fear and xenophobia. We take authority over every spirit of witchcraft. Every demonic force is brought low and dismantled. Every power, every idol is torn down. Every altar that's erected unto any other god is destroyed. Every altar in our families that has brought generational curses is destroyed. In the name of Jesus, the power of God, the glory of God, the strength of God, let your glory be revealed even now. Every family that's represented on this call, every prayer request, every name called and every name that wasn't called, God, we lift them up in the name of Jesus, and we stand in agreement for healing. We stand in agreement for deliverance. We stand in agreement for victory
We stand in agreement for reuniting families. We stand in agreement, Lord God, for your provision in the name of Jesus. Lord God, those that are at death's door, we rebuke death, dying, and disease in the name of Jesus. We thank you for healing. We thank you for breakthrough. We thank you for expansion, expanding our borders, globalizing the prophetic, stirring up your prophets, bringing us into right divine alignment, bringing us into submission, bringing us into cooperation with leadership. God, we stand. We stand with our Archbishop. We stand with Pastor Prophetess Deborah Jordan. We stand with our first family, and we come into alignment, and we say yes to your will. We say yes to your way. We lift up our Archbishop. We strengthen his hands. We strengthen Pastor's hands, and we say, go, Bishop, go. We say, go, Bishop, go. We say, go, Pastor, go. In the name of Jesus, the glory of God, the strength of God, the peace of God prevails even now. We thank you, God, for the glory, for the glory that shall be revealed through your people. We thank you. We thank you for glory, the glory of the Lord that shall be revealed in us, through us, and on our behalf, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Prophet Olivia, the announcements, please.
Amen and amen. Live conference call schedule, 9 a.m. Join the Master Prophet Monday through Saturday. Pop Life Radio, Monday through Friday from 12 noon to 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. 8 p.m. Join Pastor Prophet Joshua Jordan and the Company of Prophets, Monday through Friday. And then you can join Pastor Deborah right back here at 12 midnight and every night for another electrifying prayer, midnight cry call. And all the conference call numbers is 1-515-604-9266. That's 1-515-604-9266. And as this call continue to be a blessing to you and your family, you can text to give, type in donate at 646-672-0433, 646-672-0433. You can text your tithes, your thank you seeds, your offerings. And I invite you, people of God, everyone on the line listening, to go on your Facebook account and request that all your friends and families and neighbors to join us on this Midnight Cry Call. This is where breakthroughs are happening. This is where blessings and healings happening. And you call that number, 515-604-9266. And if you have any prayer requests, you can email Pastor Deborah Jordan at www.pastordeborahjordan.com. That's www.pastordeborahjordan.com. Could it be what you're seeking is seeking you? Join the Prophet, the Poem Seekers Conference Call at 641-715-3631. That's 641-715-3631, and the access code is 533-404-POUND, 533-404-POUND, and the call is Tuesday and Friday at 9 p.m. and on Sunday at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We have the Book of the Month Club, number 4. Call Customer Care Line at 888-831-0434. That's 888-831-0434. Inform the moderator you want to enroll in the Book of the Month Club, number 4. And then our leading lady, Pastor Deborah Jordan, is having a pre-Mother's Day event, which is Saturday, May 12th, and it's called the Women of Wisdom Luncheon at the Ravel Hotel. That's R-A-V-E-L Hotel. And the address is 8-08 Queens, New York. And it's from 12 noon to 4 p.m. Tickets are $60 per person. Prophetess Darlene Gray.
Amen. Let us support
our leading lady, Pastor Prophetess Deborah Jordan. If you are in the New York tri-state area, amen, join her at the WOW Women of Wisdom prayer, pre-Mother's Day luncheon, and support our leading lady. Support the woman of God. Amen. God is moving by His Spirit and launching her forward. Amen. And we want her to feel the wind beneath her wings. Amen. And to press forward. Amen. And if you are able, amen, bless someone else with the ticket. Amen. Buy more than one ticket. Amen. Be a blessing. What you do for the woman of God, God will do for you. Amen and amen. Company of Prophets, thank you for your stand, your faithfulness. Amen. Amen. We are just grateful for your participation and for your faithfulness. Archbishop and Lady Deborah appreciates you. I appreciate you. Amen. And people of God on the line, we thank you for your presence. And we want to hear your testimonies. Amen. Yes, go ahead and submit your prayer request. But at that same website, we want you to submit your prayer, your praise reports. Amen. If God has blessed you through this prayer ministry, we want to hear about it. Amen. We want to shout with you. Amen. We want to glorify God for what He's doing in your life. So share your testimonies, amen, that we may know what God is doing for His people. Amen. Join us for another Midnight Cry. Amen. Have a wonderful Monday. God bless you is our prayer. Peace.
Good night. Peace.
God bless. Peace. Good night.